Blog Talk Radio.
Praise God, everybody. The preacher and the man. We're live here for another Wednesday.
Got feedback.
November 1st edition of the preacher and the miracle man.
Still there.
Episode number 37. Yep, we've made it to 37 episodes, and we're so glad you're with us. Whether you're listening to this on the iPad, your iPhone, or your Droid or whatever, however you may be, and wherever you may be accessing tonight, we're so blessed to have you there with us. Here's the plan for tonight. We're going to read some verses about faith again. We're going to exhort on those. We are going to get into the sports of the weekend, including the pick of who I think will win the World Series tonight, as well as the my picks for the various football games of the weekend. You have Michigan, Michigan State, Lions, and I'm going to pick another college game, and then a couple other NFL games are going to be made up of the picks, because Midland and Dow have been eliminated from the playoffs due to losing. So it means I have to pick a couple different games. So, without further ado, we're going to start with our usual announcements. To those of you who listen to this on a regular basis, hope I'm not boring you. It can feel repetitive, but when you have new listeners, we always got to be telling people, you know, where we are and stuff. So here we go. We are at McDonald's at 1711 South Saginaw Road. We are northwest of an Admiral/Marathon. We are southeast of a Disability Network from Mid-Michigan office, and as well as being directly across the street from the Kmart store. So now we're here at McDonald's, and we're so glad to have you. We're in the back of the restaurant. You can come back to the back and say hi to us if you'd like. We're so glad to have you with us. Now, you're already listening to this show, either on your smartphone or your laptop, or your iPad, however you may be listening to it. But a reminder that it is always a very smart idea, a smart thing, to listen to this program on your smartphone. And however you found this program, what you can do is you can go to blogtalkradio.com, search Upfront Entertainment. You click on that, you should see the Preacher and the Miracle Man show. He's this other guy, Pastor Cottle, he's the Preacher Man, and I'm the Miracle Man. So this is the Miracle Man that's talking right now, for example. So yeah, I told you how to find it. And what you can do is you can click on the notify me button, and you'll get notified whenever we're about to do a show. For example, this is Wednesday, excuse me, and on Monday, we'll do another show. On Monday, you'll get notified. You'll get notified on Monday when we go to do our next show. You'll get a notification like in 10 minutes, Preacher and Miracle Man show comes out. Now, here's another cool thing. we have a number that you can call us on. If you want to get into the show and talk to us about whatever thing you want to talk to us about besides politics, you can talk about the Word of God or sports or whatever else. If you really don't like my pick that I'm going to make for the World Series, we can debate it peacefully. I don't want anyone saying they're going to club me because I didn't pick their team to win the World Series. But you just be nice to me and I'll be nice back. So what you can do is you can call us at 215-383-3810. Again, that is 215-383-3810. When you get through, you'll press 1, and then you will be taken through the screener, and then we'll be notified that, hey, someone's calling into the show, and then me and the preacher would be glad to talk to you. If you want prayer and a word of encouragement, whatever you're looking for, if that's what you're looking for, you've come to the right place. Amen. So, now, without further ado, I should remind everybody of one more thing. With it being the 1st of November, that means that within the next several weeks, particularly starting in about 2.5 weeks or so, we'll be talking a little bit about Thanksgiving and why we celebrate it and what's the scriptural meaning behind it. Why do we celebrate Thanksgiving? So we'll do that. And then in December, somewhere around like throughout the month of December, I won't be doing this every show of the month, but a few of them, we're going to have some tidbits on Christmas. It could be something like me reading some about the birth of Jesus. It could be about a couple songs. It could be various things. But just to let you know, I am planning on some holiday programming. It won't be necessarily full shows, but it'll be a part of a certain show, like maybe the last couple shows before Christmas. But just letting you guys know to keep an eye out, and I will announce it as it comes in, as the time comes near, about, you know, what I want it to be. Now, let's open with a word of prayer. Dear Jesus, I thank you, Father God, for this great program, this great show. I thank you, Lord God, that you bless my mouth tonight and anoint my mouth tonight as I speak the word of God. And we study in the scriptures again on faith. And just thank you, Lord God, that you just bless my voice and just use me greatly. Bless me, Lord God. Redeem our time that we put into this. I thank you, Lord God, that you would bless the listeners, Lord God, and help them feel refreshed and renewed and help them feel hope. If what they need is hope, may they feel it somehow. And I just thank you, Lord God, that you just bless this show right now. And God, I thank you for the rest of that money for the equipment that we have need of. I thank you, Lord God, that money for that equipment comes in the name of Jesus, and that we have all this equipment that we have need of. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Now, when we get that equipment, the sound quality of this program is going to drastically improve. And it's going to be great when we get it. It's going to be so great. I'm looking really forward to it. Now, first, I promised we were going to get right into the Word after announcements and prayer. We've done that, so here we go. Hebrews 11. We're going to start with verse 1, as is customary for us. It's part of our text for the show. Maybe in the Miracle Man, I'm still believing for some certain things, and part of that is a good reason why we've been teaching on faith so much. So Hebrews 11, verse 1, if you got your Bibles with you and you're listening to us, please open them. Please. I don't want this to just be the me, my four no more show. I want it to be the show where people participate. So now, Hebrews 11, and I begin reading with verse 1. Now, faith is being sure of what we hope for and being certain of what we do not yet see. This is what the ancients were commended for. By faith, we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what was seen was not made out of what was visible. By faith, Abel offered God a better sacrifice than Cain did. And by faith, he was commended as a righteous man when God spoke well of his offerings. And by faith, Abel still speaks, even though he is dead. Because, as we read earlier, when we first started, closer to when we first started this program, if you listened to that episode, you would have heard me say that Cain killed Abel in a field. It was basically the first homicide. Now, by faith, Enoch was taken from this life so that he did not experience death. He could not be found because God had taken him away. And when he was taken, he was commended as one who pleased God. For without faith, it is impossible to please God. Try it. Won't work.
Nope.
No luck. Kind of like trying to turn on the TV when you have one of the certain pluggy things not plugged in. It's not going to turn on. But pleasing God is like that television, in the sense that the faith is like one of those cords. Without it, it won't work. Your attempts to please God will fail. Without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him, he must first believe that he exists. I believe. And that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. By faith, Noah, when he was warned about things not yet seen, in panic and fear of his life, and tears and weeping. Oh, it doesn't say that, does it?
No.
He was warned about things not yet seen in holy fear. Or we could say he did it out of wisdom, as we would say in modern days.
Yeah.
We would say out of wisdom he built an ark to save his family. And folks, you know, in case you didn't get the memo, November is here. Sometimes I like to call it Snowvember, because sometimes you can get a lot of snow in November. Sometimes. it's not too common to get that much. It's common to get some, but, you know, when you know a big snowstorm is coming, you do certain things to be wise and to be ready, like don't go out on the roads when they're way too bad and all these certain kind of things. That's called wisdom. And we all can use some more of it because we're not all 100% wised out of our socks. that would be part of being perfect, is when you're wised out. Most of us are not only not perfect, we're not even totally wised out yet. If you don't know all of the what to do ones, you know. But I'm going to keep going. And by his, he out of wisdom, he built an ark to save his family. And by his faith, he condemned the world and became heir with the righteousness that comes by faith. By faith, Abraham, when he was called, when Abraham was called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, he obeyed and he went, even though he did not know exactly where he was going. By faith, he made his home, and he promised, and like a stranger in a foreign country, he lived in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs with him for the same promise. For he was looking forward to the city of foundations, whose architect and builder is God. And by faith, Abraham, even though he was past age, and Sarah herself was barren, was enabled to become a father, because he considered him faithful who had made the promise. And so, from this one man, and he was as good as dead, and his descendants were as numerous as the stars in the sky and as countless as the sand on the seashore. All of these people were still living by faith when they died. They did not receive these things promised. They only saw them, but they welcomed them from a distance. And they admitted that they were aliens and strangers on earth. People who say such things show that they are looking for a country of their own. If they had been thinking of the country they had left, they would have had opportunity to return. Instead, they were longing for a better country, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, and he has prepared a city for them. By faith, Abraham, when God tested him, he offered Isaac as a sacrifice. He who had received the promises was about to sacrifice his one and only son. Even though God had said to him, "It is through Isaac that your offspring will be reckoned," Abraham reasoned with that God could raise the dead. And figuratively speaking, he did receive Isaac back from death. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau in regard to their future. And by faith, Jacob, when he was dying, he blessed each of Joseph's sons and worshipped as he leaned on top of his staff. And by faith, Joseph, when his end was near, he spoke about the exodus of the Israelites from Egypt and gave instructions about his bones. By faith, Moses' parents hid him for 3 months after he was born because they saw that he was no ordinary child, and they were not afraid of the king's edict. By faith, Moses, when he had grown up, he he refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He chose to be mistreated along with the people of God rather than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a short time. He regarded disgrace for the sake of Christ as of greater value than the treasures of Egypt, because he was looking ahead to his reward. And by faith, he left Egypt, not fearing the king's anger. He persevered because he saw him who is invisible. And by faith, he knew, you know, he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood so that the destroyer of the firstborn would not touch the firstborn of Israel. By faith, the people passed through the Red Sea on dry ground land, but when the Egyptians tried to do so, they were drowned. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell after the people had marched around them for 7 days. And by faith, the prostitute Rahab, because she welcomed the spies, was not killed with those who were disobedient. And what more shall I say? I do not have the time to tell about Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, and the prophets, who through faith they considered kingdoms, administrated justice, and they gained what was promised, who shut the mouths of lions, quenched the fury of the flames, and escaped the edge of the sword, whose weakness was turned into strength, and who became powerful in battle, and who routed foreign armies. Women received back their dead, raised to life again. Others were tortured and refused to be released so that they might gain a better resurrection. Some faced jeers and flogging, while still others were chained and put in prison. They were stoned. They were sawed in two. They were put to death by the sword. They went about in sheepskins and goatskins. They were destitute, persecuted, and mistreated. The world was not worthy of them. They wandered in deserts and mountains and in caves and in holes in the ground. They were all commended for their faith, yet none of them received what had been promised. God had planned something better for us, so that only together with us would they be made perfect. Okay, now we're going to go to Genesis. After this, from our sponsor. Coca-Cola, one of the greatest beverages you will ever enjoy, greatest soda you'll ever enjoy, available at a McDonald's near you for the low price of just $1. You can get any size soda of your choosing, whether it be Coke, Diet Coke, Sprite, Fanta Orange, or Dr. Pepper. Preacher Man says that Dr. Pepper is the best soft drink on the planet.
Dr. Pepper is the best drink on the planet.
Dr. Pepper is a good drink, but Coke is still better. You know?
If you listen real close, you'll hear the sound of Dr. Pepper being slurped into the straw. Go ahead. Go ahead, Miracle Man.
Oh, if you listened real close, you could have heard the soda, the sound of Coca-Cola hitting the straw instead. Oh. Oh, let's see what the baby thinks. Now, you can also, you can get that with America's Favorite Fries or on its own. Or you can make that whole thing a meal and you can get items like the Big Mac, the Grand Mac, a filet of fish sandwich. You can get chicken tenders, even though they're sold out of them. For crying out loud, they sold out of the chicken tenders again. I don't understand why when they're so overpriced. They're literally a dollar per chicken tender. I think it's way too high.
Mm-hmm.
So, but, you know, they have them and they're pretty good stuff. But you can get all of this at a McDonald's near you. Prices and participation may vary. Tax extra. Now, it is time to open Genesis. And we're going to go to number 34 today, chapter 34 today, to find out what happens to Jacob now. Dinah and the Shechemites. Now, Dinah, the daughter Leah had born to Jacob, went out to visit the women of the land. When Shechem, son of Hasab, the Hittite, the ruler of that area, he saw her, he took her, and violated her. His heart was drawn to Dinah, the daughter of Jacob, and he loved the girl and spoke tenderly to her. And Shechem said to his father, Hamor, get me this girl for my wife. When Jacob heard that his daughter Dinah had been defiled, his sons were in the fields with his livestock, so he kept quiet about it until they came home. Then Shechem's father Hamor set out to talk with Jacob. Now Jacob's sons had come in from the fields. As soon as they heard what had happened, they were filled with grief and fury because Shechem had done a disgraceful thing in Israel by lying with Jacob's daughter, a thing that should not be done. But Hamor said to them, my son Shechem has his heart set on your daughter. Please give her to him as his wife. Give us your daughters, and take our daughters for yourselves. You can settle among us, and the land is open to you. Live in it, trade in it, and acquire property in it. Then Shechem said to his father and brothers, let me find favor in your eyes, and I will give you whatever you ask. Shechem, the prince for the bride and the gift I am to bring as great as you like, and I will pay whatever you ask me. Only give me the girl as my wife. Because their sister Dinah had been defiled, Jacob's sons replied deceitfully, as they spoke to Shechem and his father Hamor, they said to them, "We cannot do such a thing. We cannot give our sister to a man who is not circumcised. That would be disgrace to us. We will give our consent to you on one condition only, that you become like us by circumcising all your males. Then we will give you our daughters and take your daughters for ourselves. We will settle among you and become one people with you. But if you will not agree to be circumcised, we will take our sister and go." Their proposal seemed good to Hamor and his son Shechem. The young man who was the most honored of all of his father's household, he lost no time in doing what they said, because he was delighted with of Jacob's daughter. So Hamor and his son Shechem went to their gate of their city to speak to their fellow townsmen. "These men are friendly towards us," they said. "Let them live in our land and let them trade in it. The land has plenty of room for them. We can marry their daughters and they can marry ours. But the men will consent to live with us as one people only on the condition that our males be circumcised as they themselves are. Won't their livestock, their property, and all of their other animals become ours? So let us give our consent to them, and they will settle among us." All of the men who went out of the city gate agreed with Hamor and his son Shechem. And every male in the city was circumcised. 3 days later, while all of them were in pain, two of Jacob's sons, Simeon and Levi, Dinah's brothers, they took their swords and attacked the unsuspecting city, killing every male. They put Hamor and his son Shechem to the sword and took Dinah from Shechem's house and left. The sons of Jacob came upon the dead bodies and looted the city where their sister had been defiled. They seized their flocks and herds and donkeys and everything else theirs in the city and out in the fields. They carried off all of their wealth, all of their women and children, taking as plunder everything in the house. Then Jacob said to Simeon and Levi, "You have brought trouble on me by making me a chest to the Canaanites and Perizzites. The people living in this land, we are few in numbers, and if they join forces against me and attack me, I and my household will be destroyed. But they replied, should he should he have treated our sister like a prostitute? Yep, some pretty heavy stuff, but you know, it's part of the Bible. They really, just because they're not happy how their daughter was treated, I don't think they should have just went in there and killed all those guys. They shouldn't have. They should have tried to find a better way to keep peace and not just went in there and killed like that. Speaking of which, you can't be deceitful. You can't be talking behind other people's backs. You can't be doing that kind of stuff. Like just kind of conniving and give me this, give me that, give me.
Right.
You can't, because that's essentially what they were doing. Like they were demanding that stuff be given to them. And you can't just ask God, give me my sight. You know, you gotta be praying. You gotta be believing God. You can't be conniving, because this connivory and looting and taking stuff by force, in the process you're sinning. You're breaking commandments of God. Because God said, don't murder, don't steal, don't covet. They did all of the above. Honor your father and your mother. They didn't honor their dad. So they essentially broke four commandments. That kind of lifestyle, if you're doing stuff like that, you're not going to have very much favor. You're not. Now, if you did all of these things, especially if you murder somebody, and you before you met Christ, Jesus will forgive you when the law won't. He will. He'll forgive you when the law won't. No, I'm not condoning that kind of behavior at all. I'm absolutely not condoning that kind of behavior. That kind of behavior is very bad, and you shouldn't be doing that. Now, it really is, though. Now, let's talk about this whole idea of faith without works is dead. There is a verse that talks about how faith without works is dead. In this case, that can mean this. If you are believing, for example, for financial blessing, or anything else for that matter, but we're just talking about finances right now. If you are believing God for financial blessing, and you go to church but put nothing in the offering, don't pay your tithes, none of that, that's not putting any works to your faith. And therefore, that faith is dead. Faith without works is dead, being alone. And I quote, that's exactly what it says. That means, you gotta be
going to church, you got to be being obedient to God. It's asking isn't going to get it when you're looking for that miracle, when you're looking for that promotion, when you're looking for whatever you believe in God for. If we had as much faith in God as many of us have in our bosses, we'd be a lot better off. Because people will go, they'll write on Friday, I don't know, not too many people say, oh, what if the check's no good? No, sometimes they'll write checks ahead of it. Thinking, you know, not necessarily thinking it might not, you know, and they trust a man's word. If only people could do this with God and trust his word and just always know that he would do what he said he would do. No, we got people out there who doubt him. We're always going to have some, but the amount that do to me is just crazy. It's not that. It could be that they've just been waiting so long and still haven't received it. Hey, your time's going to come. You're going to get it as long as you're doing what God said to do and you keep believing and sowing and doing what you should be. It's going to come. It's a matter of when. And it'll be at God's speed. It'll be, you know, God doesn't always say when he's going to do something. But God hasn't told me yet when I'm going to see. God hasn't told me yet when the money is going to come for that equipment. You know, he's not going to tell you when he's going to do it. You got to be ready. And you got to keep believing that he will do what he said he would do in his word. You just got to have this mindset of, I believe. And you also got to have patience. Oh, I've had to have a lot of patience. Because I've had to wait 28 years and a month now, that'll be, that I've been blind. I've had to wait for 28 years and 1 month to be seen, to see. And I'm still believing for that manifestation of that healing. I haven't given up yet. I haven't given up. We got people who, they'll be like, oh, it's been so long. I haven't had this thing. I didn't get this promotion. I'm still in a wheelchair. I give up. Oh, God, give up. That's a great way to not get healed. That's a great way to not get that promotion. That's a great way to just postpone yourself. If that's what you want, then you're doing a great job. No, you're not doing. No, you're not. You know, you're not doing a great job. You're postponing yourself, but you know, you're not doing the thing you need to do, which is you should be, you know, keeping the faith. The Bible says, if we are partakers in Christ, if we keep the faith with him all the way to the end, when he comes or when we take our last breath, if we keep that faith, we'll be partakers in Christ. And it is so amazing. And another cool thing is, so cool that we see when you listen to a program like this, you're building up your faith. Reading your Bible, as great as that is, and all of you who listen to this better be doing it, as great as reading your Bible is, that's not how faith comes. It comes by hearing the word preached, listening to your pastor, listening to it on the word on CD, listening to a program like this that talks about that preaches on the scriptures. That's how you're building the faith. That's how you're doing it. Some of us who might not necessarily be believing for anything, we still need the faith to get through the day. Oh, trust me, all of us are going to need a miracle at some point. Whether it be financial, whether it be in our body, whether it be, you know, whether it be in our relationship with a spouse or a grown child or teenager or whatever. We're all going to need some help in the form of a miracle from God, because life is not exactly a walk in the park. It's not. We need the help of God, and that's part of what faith is. Faith, having this faith is like just knowing that He's going to do for us what He said He would do. Alrighty, but I hope those of you who listen to this are not tired of me saying this. I say this every show, but I really mean it. The stuff I'm exhorting you on, all this faith stuff, all this, yeah, going to church and some of those things will be good for you, but all this faith stuff, all this tithing, all this put something in the offering, all this stuff isn't going to do anything for you. It will do absolutely nothing for you if you don't accept Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. It will do nothing. When you accept Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, you're made fresh and new. Everything you did is wiped out. In God's eyes, He forgot all those things you did. He forgot all that bad stuff you did before you met Jesus. He forgot, okay, He remembers it, but he never brings it up again. You know, and you'll be forgiven. You'll have like a clean slate. It'll be like that criminal history or your, or it could be if you had a bad credit score. It's like with God, like you're like once you accept Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, it'll be like your credit score. Your credit score in God would go back. We'll say your credit score, you know, when it comes to mortgage and you're trying to get a loan or something, we'll say you have a credit score of like 620. Or something low like that. Maybe not the worst ever, but still not great. We'll say that's what you would have been if before you gave your life to Christ. However, in God's eyes, as far as making it to heaven, you won't have any credit. You won't have any credit. But when you gave your life to Christ, you're back to having perfect credit. You're in perfect standing with God, and you'll get, and it's just an amazing thing. So it's really important that you just give your life to Christ. If you want to call, you can call the number that I gave you earlier in the program. That number again is 215-383-3810. Again, 215-383-3810. You can press 1, and that'll get you into the program. And you can talk to us, and we can help you. Now, we're going to begin with sports, and we will start with the World Series. Last night, you had the Astros versus the Dodgers in Los Angeles, Game 6 of the World Series. You had Justin Verlander pitching. And you might think, what's he going to do tonight? How's he going to do tonight? Well, gave up 3 runs on 4 hits. He didn't give him all that much other than the 4 hits. He didn't give him anything. 12 strikeouts in 6 innings of work. Great performance. But the Dodgers did even better, as the Dodgers win it 3-1, knotted up the series once again. So it's knotted up. Tonight is do or die for both teams. You're in Los Angeles. You got that Darvish, and you have that Astro pitcher also. Now, here's what I see. I think, you know, it's game 7 and it's in Los Angeles. I think Houston will find a way to triumph, get this win, and Verlander can finally say, I have a World Series ring to go with my great MLB career up to this to date. He's had 2 no-hitters. He's had a lot of great performances. He had that big winning streak up until yesterday when he lost. He had that big winning streak going back 2.5 months or so. And was doing amazing up until he got even starting with in Detroit. But he did such a great job. Hey! Crying. He did such a great job. Now, what I see, I think it will be tonight, Houston 3, Dodgers 2. Houston gets the trophy for the first time ever. Dodgers, they waited. They haven't won one since 1988, and I think they come up dry again. People said that, so that's what you will have tonight. I'll let you know on Monday how that went. Now, let's go next to... I know it's NFL music, but I must start with some college football. We will begin first with, I've been starting a lot with Michigan lately, but so let's do Michigan State. You have Michigan State on the road in Happy Valley, Penn State, to take on the Nittany Lions on Saturday at 12 o'clock. Michigan State lost to Northwestern by 6 points. Penn State lost in Columbus to the Bucks, 39-38. On Saturday, and Penn State is going to want to get right back on track. So I see Penn State giving Michigan State a little bit of a hard time. Their defense is going to really have to step it up and not give up a lot of points like they did last weekend if they want to beat Penn State. I think the defense will do okay. I still think it'll be a bit of a struggle. I think it will be Penn State 28, Michigan State 16, and that'll be your final. Michigan State losing twice in a row. That's what I see happening. Now, you have Michigan taking on, let's see, is it Maryland? I'm not sure. Is it Maryland that they play?
I think so.
It's Michigan, Maryland. At, it is Michigan, Maryland on Saturday. I think Michigan, even though they struggled at times, that they brought out that freshman quarterback who did a great job on Saturday afternoon. I think I'm going to give Michigan the upper hand on this one. I see Michigan winning over Maryland 38-30. I'm going to go with 38-30, Michigan over Maryland. And I think they're on the road, aren't they?
Hmm?
I think they're on the road, Michigan is, aren't they?
1 second, put your hand up, look it up.
We'll see. But while I'm doing that, while we are figuring that out,
keep going.
You have LSU versus Alabama will be the other college game I'm going to pick. As I said earlier, because of Midland and Dow losing, I am done picking high school games for the year. I have suspended that. So instead, I am picking a third college game, and then I am picking another pro game. So, number one ranked Alabama versus number 12 ranked LSU. LSU will be the biggest challenge Alabama has faced this year. Alabama has just overwhelmed their opponents completely. What do I see? I see Alabama being challenged a bit, but I still see them winning. You can give me the Crimson Tide. They're still going to win, but they're not going to roll. Like, they'll still be rolling, but they won't be like a big blowout win. You can give me the Tide over the Tigers, 27-21. Let's go to the NFL. You have, okay, Patriots on a bye week.
Mm-hmm.
You had Patriots were on a bye week. Okay, you got. We'll begin first with the Detroit Lions, and this time this will be the Monday night game of the week, the one Monday night football game, of course. But you know, this is the Lions and the Packers at Lambeau Field in Green Bay on Monday night at 8:30 p.m. on ABC and ESPN. Locally, will be on Z on 93.3 FM. Very good signal, by the way, for up in this area. You have Aaron Rodgers-less team. They've been okay since then, but not great. But you have Detroit, who couldn't do anything in the red zone on Sunday night to save their lives. Some people are not going to like me for this. I feel like I don't have a choice. So I feel like I have to do this. So I will. I think Packers will win over the Lions 21-16. They'll still keep it close at times. They'll throw and get at least one touchdown. But I think Green Bay will still be a little too much for them. 21-16, Green Bay over Detroit. No. You have the. Let me see what else is going on this weekend? Eagles, who are still flying high, by the way. Yep, flying high. I believe. Are they at Seattle? Are the Eagles at Seattle?
Let me look it up.
While we're looking at that,
keep going.
While we're looking at that, I will, for another game, let me see. You'll have the Chiefs too, but that'll be on Sunday. You'll have the Chiefs. I think they're going to get another win. They got to play the Chargers. It's going to be Chiefs-Chargers. I think they're going to find a way to win. I think it'll be 28-18. Chiefs are doing a nice job. Chargers, while being scrappy, are not able to get the work done. They're not able to do what they need to do to get their wins. They're not doing it early enough in the game. They tried to get Green Bay last time. The Rivers' pass was picked off on the last second of the game as they lost to the Patriots. I'm sorry, folks. I really like the Patriots, but the only reason why I was saying this is because of Philip Rivers, him not being able to complete that last pass of the game, hoping he would give him a touchdown to kind of shake up the NFL a little bit. But they didn't do what they needed to do. Eagles are... Where are the Eagles?
At Seattle.
Eagles are at Seattle. Is it Sunday at 4:25 or is it the Sunday night game of the week?
No. We'll get it. Don't hang up yet, though, because I'm going to get in my car and I want to broadcast back with you, okay?
Ooh.
So you got to keep talking for a little bit.
I'm not hanging up. But is that the Thursday night game of the week tomorrow night, or is that Sunday night, or is that?
I'll get that.
Yep. While we're waiting on that, we are going to go to the Pistons. Wait. Nope. Red Wings first. Red Wings. They actually got a win last night. Ended that losing streak 4-3. Nice performance at home. They're at Ottawa tomorrow night. Ottawa,
yes.
Ontario.
Yep.
I wasn't asking, I was saying.
Oh, okay.
Because I was saying where they're at. I'm sorry. They're at Ottawa tomorrow night. And Ottawa's okay. I think the Red Wings do have a chance to win. And I will give it to them. It'll be a one goal difference. It'll be 3-2 Wings. Hey, Preacher Man?
What?
No, I'm trying to see whether or not his feed's picking up.
I'm picking up with you, and the Thursday night game is the Bills at the Jets, 8 p.m.
What about that Seahawks one? When's that?
Say that again.
When is that Seahawks versus Eagles? When is that?
That one is Seahawks versus the Cardinals is Thursday next week.
What I meant was the one of Philadelphia versus Seattle.
Is that a Thursday night game?
Or is that on Sunday?
Yeah, it must be on Sunday because I don't see it here on Thursday night.
You saw something about it being this weekend, so?
Yeah, hang on. We're glad to have all you with us and talk football with us. All of you.
Oh, yeah.
Have the schedule down. Call in and talk to us about football.
Because football is from heaven.
Yes, it is.
I think football is, by the way, God's game. I don't think it's that the Cowboys came up with or the Tide. Although I think those are two huge places for it that God made to be that way in Dallas and in Alabama. Two of my favorite places here in this great country. See, I haven't been to a football game in either place yet, though I really hope to.
All right, so what was the game you was looking for?
Philadelphia and Seattle.
Philadelphia and Seattle. That is not this week.
What's the Sunday night game this week? What's the Sunday night game?
This is the Sunday night game is the Raiders and the Dolphins.
All right. Let's give it a try. You have Dolphins versus the Raiders. Are they in Oakland or are they in Miami?
They are in Miami.
All righty. Yay. Much better. Okay. So they are in Miami. Miami is a team that is kind of 500 this year. They're kind of just okay. Raiders are kind of upstart, but at times have been down on their luck. I still think they can provide a pretty entertaining game for Sunday night. So what I see happening is I see the Dolphins being able to be good at their running game and throwing the ball. I think they'll give the Raiders, it'll be an entertaining game, but it'll be really close. But overall, I think the Dolphins will outlast the Raiders. I think you're going to see Dolphins over Raiders 30-27. 30-27. Now, that week. So, to go over the picks, you have Michigan over Maryland. You have Penn State over Michigan State. Alabama over LSU on the college side. And then for the NFL side, you have Packers over Lions. You have, oh, I got another game to pick. I'm going to pick this Jets-Bills game. So, you have the Bills versus Jets, 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 Jets. But the Jets are not doing as great this year as they have in previous times. I think the Bills are going to be able to win. They were one of those teams that beat New England in New England this year. I think they will beat the Jets too. Give me the Bills over the Jets. 28-26-19. Bills over the Jets. So, to go over those picks again, now that I have picked them, Michigan over Maryland, Penn State over Michigan State, Alabama over LSU for college. For pros, you have Green Bay over Detroit. You have Buffalo over New York, and then you have Miami over Oakland. It'll be Las Vegas in a couple of years, but not yet. And then for side picks, you have, the World Series is not so much a side pick because it's really important. Game 7 tonight. I had the Astros over the Dodgers, Houston over LA, 3-2 tonight, 3-2. And then Red Wings over Ottawa is the other one for hockey. Now for Pistons in LA last night versus the Lakers, who had really been struggling up late, big time. Not last night. The Pistons got slapped around a little bit and got shellacked 112-93 after they beat on the Golden State Warriors this weekend with everybody playing, including my boy from Saginaw, Draymond Green. They were all playing for the Warriors, and Detroit still beat them. And then they go to L.A. and lose? Huh. That shows a team with some inconsistency. Next up for Detroit, a Friday game with Milwaukee. What do I see? Milwaukee's a team that's been giving Detroit some problems of late, the last couple of years. I think Milwaukee will do the same thing again and will win 110-104, Milwaukee over the Pistons. Sorry, folks. I'm sorry, folks, for all of this, for those three disappointing picks on Michigan games of the weekend. But to be honest with you, it's just what I see. I try very hard not to be biased, which it's not like a hard thing to do for me, not being biased, but I just try to be careful is what I mean by try hard. That's what I should say. And I try to look at these matchups and go by based on the history, not as much of the matchups, but as far as how the teams are favoring this year. So I'm using this year as the idea rather than history. Like, who's better right now today? Who beat you 10 years ago won't help you figure out who will win Friday night. You know, it won't. It's who's better today is what will make the difference. You know? And it's about consistency. Who does the things? Who's going to do these things necessary to win these games? That's where I get these scores from. That's why sometimes you'll have some disappointing picks from me. And folks, this probably won't be the last time that I have to give some disappointing picks. I'm not going to give away the Michigan-Ohio State game because that is in 3 weeks from now. But I will say this. If you want me to give a great pick that's going to get you jumping up and down a couple days before the Michigan-Ohio State game, you better be praying that Ohio State loses at least once or twice, at least once, and you better hope that Michigan gets their stuff together now. Otherwise, it's not going to be the greatest pick ever. I'm not trying to spoil it for you. It's just a warning, you know. Because part of what?
I'm getting ready to go get in the car, so don't hang up yet.
So.
Wait, give me a handshake. See you soon.
Thank you, preacher.
Hey, stay on the phone.
It's so great to have you. Yeah, but, you know, folks, now, the reason you get these, some of these picks from me, it's about, part of it's based on fundamentals. I think Houston has what it takes to win tonight. That's why I picked them and not the Dodgers. That win total, how many wins they have overall this year, would if I want just based on that, I would have picked the Dodgers. But I got to look at the whole package when I do these picks. And when I look at the package, I see Houston really wants to get it done. I think they will tonight.
What time is that game on?
There he is.
Yes, Preacher Man, the World Series final game is tonight at 8 p.m. Available for listenership on ESPN 100.9 FM.
Right on the radio.
Yep. Or you can also watch it on TV.
Watch it on TV. Well, how am I coming through to you?
Pretty good.
Pretty good? Loud and clear?
Yeah. Loud and clear, Fletcher.
Now, here's the cool thing. We'll tell all of our listeners this. Miracle Man sitting in McDonald's under the Coke sign drinking a Coke. And I'm out rolling down the highway using my phone as my internet and my computer running. And we're broadcasting from the road. This is where we've been trying to get to. So we can get the Miracle Man mobile into some games, different places, different venues, visit some malls he likes to go to, so that he can give us a live and in-person show wherever it is he wants to go. And if you know anything about the Miracle Man, you know he likes to eat. And so one of these times you got to get to the Waffle House in Toledo and do a live show from Waffle House. Those people would love to have a live show there. They're good people there. They're some good down-home folks. And that's the cool thing about this platform is it gives us the ability to go and to have, you know, to make things happen. I'm breaking up?
A little bit.
A little bit. Hang on. Let me make sure my phone's working here. All right. It's working.
No,
all based on signal. All right. That's cool.
It is all,
well,
excuse me?
Go ahead.
Sorry about that. Sorry about that.
Folks.
Next time I do that, I'll be much further away from the mic. That thing. But... Yeah, so it's amazing this tool we got. And folks, like next time I go out of state, folks, you there will be some live feeds from wherever I'm at. One might be from a mall, another might be from a Waffle House. There could just maybe be one from my hotel room. You don't know. But that's one of the beauties of being able to do it this way, that I can be doing a mobile show somewhere wherever I'm at, and I can broadcast, and I can kind of use that as an advertisement. For example, I could be right now, I'm at McDonald's. I could, for example, be at Great Lakes Crossing Outlets in Auburn Hills, and I could be sitting somewhere in the mall, and I could be broadcasting, kind of,
yep,
using it as an advertisement for the mall as far as what's in here. I can tell you what I believe my favorite food place is in there. My unbiased number one go-to place. None of it will be based on price or any of that. It'll be based on experience, and it'll be based on the taste.
I like that.
That's what you're going to get. Kind of like how I give my unbiased picks, sports picks. If I'm at Great Lakes or I'm at the Waffle House or wherever I'm at, you know, say we're at a certain place, and maybe you're thinking of, I'm going to go to so-and-so. Like, I'm going to go to, say, you know, I'm going to go to, you know, I'm going to go to Atlanta. What area should I stay in? Should I stay in one of the suburbs? Should I stay, you know, it could be that. Well, you're going to have unbiased suggestions from me. It's going to be based on overall, not just what I like. So
that's awesome. Now, let me say something about the equipment that Miracle Man and I have been looking at. The equipment makes us so much more efficient at what we're doing here, because it adds a higher level of quality to the show. Now that, you know, we got a $600 price on that we were looking at. That's all brand new equipment, two nice headsets and equipment that'll make it so both people could be broadcasting at the same time. Now, you know, let me say this to you. If you have a notebook computer that's at your house and you're just not using it and it's just sitting there gaining some dust and everything, you'd like to put it to good use. This is something that the Miracle Man could use, as long as it's got a headphone jack and a USB jack and probably a gig of memory and a good sound card. It's something that he can use to do these broadcasts like this, because that's what he's broadcasting from tonight. Just another thing that can help make this program really powerful. Here's the other side of it I want to say, and that is this. You can see that two of us are talking. Now, he's sitting there in McDonald's. I am literally driving down the road while I'm talking. So you know what that means? That means you could be driving on the road. And you could talk to us on your phone.
You better be looking at the road. You better be looking at the road.
And you could listen to us. That's why I say, that's why the Miracle Man always says it. That's why we say it's a smart thing to listen to this program on your smartphone. Somebody once said, yeah, but I don't have a computer that can do all that. You don't need a computer. You could even call in if you had a landline and no cell phone.
Yeah.
If you had a speakerphone on your phone, you could call in, put it on speakerphone at your house, and just let it go, and you could be a part of the show. If you have a question, click the one button, and I'm going to be able to see you on my computer. And when you click the one button on your phone, then it puts a question mark over here on my screen, and we go to the screen room, get your question, make sure you're not a nutcase, because there's some of them out there. You know, I got to tell you a good story, Miracle Man. One day when I was broadcasting on my show, a man called in, and I'm thinking, oh, that's pretty cool. But I can tell he's doing something in the background. But he's really solid Christian. He's talking some really good spiritual things and asked this question. And so I answered his question, and when I went back to him, I said, so what in the world are you doing? Because I can tell you're moving around. He said, I'm a FedEx guy, and I'm delivering packages. I'm like, you're on your job right now? He goes, yeah. As long as I'm not standing at a client's door, I can have this headset on, and I can listen to you wherever you go. And he was with us for four or five different sessions.
Wow.
On his job, delivering packages, and always being a blessing. I have a brother that's a truck driver, and we would call him on the radio show, and he had a special anointing to pray for people for sickness and stuff. And so we'd get somebody on there, and I'd bring him up. I'm like, hey, pray for this person. Man, he's driving down the road. He'd take off praying. He'd pray the house afire, as the old saying goes. That's the power of Blog Talk Radio and what we have going on here. And
amen.
I'm really proud of the Miracle Man for how hard he's worked at this. He's really done a fantastic job of learning this system, and we're going. Go ahead. You had something you was going to say?
No, not really. I would just agree at meeting. You still got to pay attention to what you're doing, of course, whether you're driving or delivering the package. You know, whatever you're looking. Safety first, as always.
I got to pay attention to my driving. Yes. I always find that I drive a little slower when I'm broadcasting like this. So I stay in the slow lane, let everybody go by me. But put your seatbelt on. And if you can, you know, most cars today, you can just hook your cell phone up right through the speakers. And you can listen to this program. If you know, I understand some people don't have unlimited talk time. And you would have to be careful with that. But most cell phone plans today have unlimited talk time. And you just hook up and just sit right there and listen to it on the phone. And if you want to make a comment, stick your hand, click the one button, and we'll be glad to come to you. That's the power of this show. And, you know, I knew we was going to get here sooner or later. And I've been enjoying being at McDonald's with the Miracle Man and eating fries and drinking Coke and Dr. Pepper. But, you know, as life changes and schedules change and stuff, it becomes more, I'm in a situation right now that I'm going to probably not be able to be at McDonald's with him every day. But the cool thing is we can still broadcast together. How cool is that?
Yep. And you can still give you rebuttals.
Well,
when I do those.
And there you go. Now two of us are taking part in the program, and it makes it so much more powerful.
Yep.
So, you know, you keep praying for us so we can get that headset that fits the Miracle Man's head, get him a mic that works good. And everybody keep hanging in there. You know, it won't be long, and the Miracle Man will be tweeting some stuff about the show and what's coming up. And if you got questions that you'd like to hear us answer, well, you tweet it back to him. Say, hey, answer this question tonight. And you don't even have to call in. Just tweet us.
You just tweet me. You just tweet me. I'll get the notification on my phone that someone was tweeting me. And then I'll get right back to them, and I'll say, and I'll basically say, you know, say Bobby 2016, and he wants to tweet me and ask me what I think about this certain thing, and I'll be like, yes, I will let you know on tonight's show about that.
Nice.
How I feel about
that's
it.
How it works. That is
yeah, that's
how it works.
That's how it works. And I'll say, listen to tomorrow night's show, and you'll find out, you know?
It makes such a good show. Now, just so you know, the little guy there in the background making some noise, he's not making too much noise. You can tell he's there, but it's not interrupting.
He's yelling because he loves broadcasting so much. He just loves the mic.
You got anything else you talk about tonight?
Nope, I am.
Question for you.
Go ahead.
I want to know what happened to Verlander last night.
Well, I think he might have woke up on the wrong side of the bed yesterday morning.
Yeah.
That's what I think happened, maybe. Had to come up with something, though. That's what I came up with.
Well, he's been pitching well.
He really did pitch wonderfully this year. And I hope that if they win tonight, I really hope that he is a factor in the Cy Young voting.
Yeah, yeah.
And if I was allowed to do call-in votes, I would vote for JB as my Cy Young man. I would say Justin Verlander is my Cy Young man.
Yeah.
So, folks, I'm ready to close it in prayer Lord, I speak Psalm 91 in the name of Jesus to everyone who's listening to the show. I thank you, Lord God, that you would be right there. Thank you that you, that you keep your angels charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. I thank you, Lord God, that no sickness, no disease, no fire, no flood, no crash, no murderer, no burglar, no terrorist, none of this evil stuff is going to come near us. We're going to be in great peace and great joy and be a powerful witness for Jesus in the name of Jesus. So,
in the name of Jesus.
Everybody said amen.
Amen.
Now,
amen.
Folks, until I say this every time at the end of every show, I really mean it. It's really important to put God first in life. He should be our first love. It shouldn't be sports. It shouldn't be our children. It shouldn't be our jobs. It shouldn't be our other hobbies. It should be God first. And we should always have God on our mind. Like, what would he do about this? What would he say? That is exactly why we say God first, God always. That is exactly why. Because then you're thinking about what he would do. And that's what kind of helps you to live God. So, until the next broadcast, God first, God always. So long, everybody.
So long, everybody.
Yep.